So yes, my name is JC Lestico. My family's been attending Gateway Church. We've been a part of the Gateway family now for 12 years. And every time Sanctity of Life Sunday comes or Pro-Life Awareness Month comes, I feel a nudge that I want to share my story. And for whatever reason, I've had this story since I was born, so I've kind of known it for a while now. For whatever reason, I've let that opportunity pass, and I never quite knew why. But the Lord wrote a new chapter in that story just recently in these last few years, and he knit it all together so beautifully like only he can do. And so now I'm excited to share this story with you. When my mom was 5 months pregnant with me, she developed some severe complications. She had what they call placenta previa and abrupto placentae. Without getting into too many details there, basically what that means, normally the baby is on the bottom and the placenta is on top. In my mom's condition, those were reversed. Those were flipped around. So she knew she was going to need a C-section because there was something blocking my normal path of delivery. But then the other one that she had, the abrupto one, is where the placenta has become detached. And hers was actually ruptured, and she was bleeding. And she went into the doctors, and they said, you know, this is a very severe complication. You're shedding what your baby needs to develop, and so you're going to lose your baby. And they told her the best thing to do would be to terminate this pregnancy and start over with a new one. Now, I'm thinking now in today's science, they probably have better suggestions for a mom in that situation, but in that day, that's what they told her. They said it's probably best to just erase this one and start over with a fresh one. Now, my parents both stood strong with what they knew, and they said, God has promised us a baby girl, and we're not going to terminate. So my mom went into the hospital every week for a blood transfusion. They even had a room set aside for her in the emergency room. She'd go in and get a blood transfusion, some IV fluids. They would check the baby's heartbeat, and they'd say, well, you haven't lost her yet. I guess you can go home, and we'll see you next week. She continued to do this. After she had carried me full term, January 10th came around, and it was time for her to go in for the delivery. My mom was still not even showing. We even have pictures of the Christmas right before I was born. She was in her normal clothes, little jeans zipped all the way up. She didn't even look like she was pregnant. The doctors told my mom, your baby's going to be very underdeveloped. This placenta that she was not getting all along, she could have an underdeveloped heart, lungs, brain. You really don't know what you have in store for you. We suggest you should take a tour of the NICU, get familiar with the incubators, the ventilators, and really see what you have in store for you. As long as you've carried this baby, you need to know what you have in your next stage here. And my parents said, no, we're not going to do that either. The neatest thing, my parents told the doctors, my baby's life support is Jesus Christ. Sometime before delivery, they did their estimations, and they estimated that I didn't weigh more than a pound or two. I was born as a cesarean delivery, and my mom was told that someone in the operating room gasped and said, it's a miracle. I was born a 6-pound, 5-ounce, healthy baby girl, all my fingers and toes, and a healthy set of lungs. Jesus was my life support, and he healed me. There's other times that Jesus healed me when I was a child. Once I was around 2 years old, I was playing outside in one of those snow suits, those onesie snow suits. You guys remember those all zipped up? I fell over and I couldn't right myself. I couldn't get back up. I had fallen over into a very small crack. The sidewalk had a crack in it and it was collecting ice water. And my hands broke through a thin layer of ice and were sitting in that freezing water for some time because I couldn't get myself back up. My fingers were severely frostbitten, all of them. My fingers ended up turning gray and black. The doctors, again, told my mom that tissue has died because it didn't have any oxygen. She can develop severe infection, gangrene. They recommended amputation of my affected fingers, which were about 8 of them. Now, the little that you know of my parents, I'm sure you know what they said. They said, no, we're not going to amputate. They invited over the pastor of our church, the elders of our church, the entire prayer team, and they all laid hands on this little 2-year-old girl, and God healed my hands. Another time he healed me through song, and I remember this one. I love this one. I was about 6 years old, and ironically, my mom and I were headed to a mother-daughter banquet, and we were going to go tell the story of my birth, and we were going to tell the story of my fingers to a mother-daughter banquet. I was going to sit on her lap in a rocking chair and tell this story. Well, somebody didn't want me to tell this story, and on the way, my left hand was shut in the car door. And these aren't these little tiny cars. This was a big, giant car back then. And my entire hand was shut in the door. The door had sealed. And when I pulled my hand out, there was a purple line down my entire hand. Severe pain. I remember crying quite a bit. And my mom asked, do you want to stay home? Should we stay home, or do you want to go through with this? And I said, I want to tell people about Jesus. So we went. And so she said, okay, JC, I want you to sit in the back seat of the car. Raise your hand to Jesus and sing every song you know. So there I was 6 years old, sitting in the back seat of my car, singing Jesus Loves Me. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. Oh, how he loves you and me. With my hands raised to heaven and singing to Jesus. When we got there was no evidence of any injury of my hand whatsoever. Now fast forward just a few years into 2013. I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. I remember the day I heard the diagnosis, the nurse was telling me that my biopsies were malignant and that I was going to have to find an oncologist. She went on to say that my kind of cancer was very aggressive. It was fast growing. The biopsies they took from my lymph nodes were also positive, so it had already spread. But at the same time, I felt these words as if they were a physical thing right in front of me, and they were, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so I held on to that promise all through the cancer treatments. In my devotional, Jesus Calling, I'm sure many of you know the Jesus Calling book by Sarah Young. On November 8th, that was the day of my diagnosis, it says, learn to appreciate difficult days. Be stimulated by the challenges you encounter along your way. As you journey through rough terrain with me, gain confidence from your knowledge that together we can handle anything. Look back on your life and see how I have helped you through difficult days. If you are tempted to think, yes, but that was then and this is now, remember who I am. Although your circumstances may change, I remain the same throughout time and eternity. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Do remember who I am. God opened the doors for me to be treated down at the Mayo Clinic. My PET scan at the beginning lit up like a Christmas tree. And as pretty as that picture sounds, that's not a good thing. Everywhere on the scan that lit up red meant that there was active cancer in my body. I had 5 tumors on my right side. I had all the lymph nodes in my right side lit up. Lymph nodes on my left side lit up. I went through 18 months of treatment, 5 months of chemotherapy, 2 surgeries, radiation, months of physical therapy, hormone therapy, bone building therapy. But I believe that God healed me instantly. The doctors ordered a PET scan just 3 months into my 18 months of treatment. They wanted to see if the cancer was even responding to their treatment. My PET scan was clear. It did not show any active cancer. Now I've had more PET scans since then, about 3 of them. In fact, one was just 2 weeks ago, and it remains the same, all clear, no cancer. God is a great physician. When Pastor Paul called me right after he heard my diagnosis, he called with a word that he wanted to read to me. It was Isaiah 43:1. He who created you, he who formed you, do not be afraid. I have saved you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, for I am your God. And I love that word. I have formed you. I have called you by name. When my parents stayed true to their beliefs, when they held on to God's promise for a baby girl, they named me JC after the initials of Jesus Christ. Every time that they said my name, they would have confirmation of his promises.